and we're focused on the Temple Mount and the next temple that will stand there. I don't believe it's going to be too far into the future before that temple is there. We'll have more on that in just a moment. But first, a Middle East news update with broadcast partner David Dolan, for many years a journalist in that part of the world. David, a very special event took place this week. It was the marking of the 6 million people that gave their lives. They were Jewish. They died during the Holocaust. Holocaust Remembrance Day in Israel, a special time. Everybody, and I can never forget standing at attention for 2 minutes when that national alarm sounds across the nation, everybody honoring the 6 million people. Holocaust Remembrance Day is a very important day to the Jewish people, isn't it?
Well, absolutely, and it's really no coincidence that it's marked every year exactly 1 week before Memorial Day for the fallen soldiers of Israel. And, of course, that will be next Tuesday evening. And that's followed on Wednesday evening with Israel's annual Independence Day. Of course, these are Hebrew calendar dates, so they change around on the Western calendar every year, but that's when they're held. And this year we had a very moving speech from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about the Holocaust. But, Jimmy, very interestingly, he focused as much on the current potential Holocaust, as he called it, facing Israel from Iran and its nuclear program, as he did on the past. He said it's absolutely essential to remember what happened, to honor those victims of this earlier attempted genocide of the entire Jewish people by Adolf Hitler and his forces. But he said, here we have another country vowing to destroy us today, working on nuclear weapons, a threat that is imminent, real, and that must be dealt with. So warning people, this could again happen if Israel is not vigilant. And he vowed, as the leader of Israel, to remain absolutely vigilant.
Yes, absolutely vigilant, and continue to say, never again will it happen. There was another interesting thing that took place in Jerusalem this week. There was a visit by Egypt's Grand Mufti. Now, there's been some real concern and people not liking the fact that he did come into Jerusalem, go to Al-Aqsa Mosque. I'm talking about the leaders of the Muslim world. But he came in and said it's important that he be in Jerusalem. Significantly, they think that the Temple Mount belongs to the Muslim religion instead of Judaism, which is it's the number one site, a historical site, a spiritual site as far as the Jews are concerned.
Well, that's right. And but he was clear, his name's Ali Goma, he was clear that this was not an official visit to Israel. He actually flew from Cairo to Amman and then came by land through the West Bank up into the eastern half of Jerusalem and, as you said, visited the Temple Mount and prayed there. But his office immediately issued a statement after this criticism began that this was an unofficial visit and that, quote, it does not imply any recognition of the Zionist entity. So he is basically divorcing himself from his own government's peace treaty with Israel and taking the position of the Muslim Brotherhood movement that wants to revoke that treaty. So Israel was happy that he came, but the way he came so quietly and sort of beneath the radar and then this statement being issued didn't hearten anybody very much in Israel. And it's one of the reasons that Egyptian tourists rarely come to Israel because the religious leaders refused to sanction that. But he said, I'm a special case. I'm the Grand Mufti, and I wanted to visit what they call Haram al-Sharif, the noble sanctuary, what we know as the Temple Mount, and what you're focusing on today.
You know, it's very interesting that this focus on Jerusalem is focus on the Temple Mount itself. David, thank you for this Middle East report. We appreciate it. Talk to you again soon.
Will do. God bless.